Stress is a very difficult thing to experience, especially for teenagers in high school. It is something we all experience, but few have ever mastered coping with it. In this podcast, we will share our distinct anecdotes of dealing with stress during our high school years. Whether it is school-related or not, stress in our teenage years tends to be heightened and intense for those short periods of time. Stress in the is the body's natural defense against predators and danger that humans have evolved by natural selection from an era when our flight or fight reaction was vital to our survival. But in everyday terms, stress is a feeling that people have when they are overloaded and struggling to cope with demands. In our socially Darwinistic society, stress is a huge factor in our lives, especially if we are determined to succeed. So my story is, at the time, my sister was a senior and I was a freshman in high school. We were both carpooling to and from school. I was being lazy and I asked her to make me Kraft mac and cheese because we were both very hungry. Neither of us had eaten that day because we were both rushing in the morning and figured we would be okay until early release at 12:55. It turns out she wasn't okay. While making the mac and cheese, she fainted and slammed her head on the granite countertop in the corner of our kitchen. She started seizing and I began freaking out. My heart rate was through the roof. My blood was boiling. I screamed at her out of fear to wake up, but that was helpless. My mentality was that if I was louder, she could hear me. She didn't respond, so I turned her on her side so if she barfed, she wouldn't choke. I started comforting her as I figured it would stop, but it didn't stop, so I started looking for my phone to call 911. I had the 911 punched in when she woke and remembered nothing. One of my family members had diabetes, so I was familiar with episodes similar to this, but the process was a little bit different. She was prone to fainting, so I wasn't surprised, and in the end, she ended up with no concussion and was simply exhausted the rest of the day. As soon as she fainted, my body released a boatload of adrenaline to put me in fight-or-flight mode. The adrenaline made me more agile and quick to react. It also made my reactions more severe, like the screaming and rushing around. In addition, my planning skills came into play very quickly. I first assessed what I needed to do first to prevent more damage. This was turning her on her side. I then rushed to the telephone to call 911 to come help with the current matter. I organized this plan in under 5 seconds when in a less stressful situation, it would have taken longer. I recollected the past experiences to help me in my present situation. Everything I was thinking about previously left my mind and I was strictly focused on the task at hand. I was kind of dizzy and confused as I had not eaten that day either or taken care of my body properly in the weeks prior. Some strategies I should have used to manage the stress would be taking care of myself and eating properly so I could react to the best of my ability. I could have reassured myself with positive affirmations so that I didn't forget any key steps or information. And finally, I could have taken deep breaths and slowed down more so that I didn't potentially hurt her or myself in the process. If my hypothalamus didn't stimulate the production of cortisol and adrenaline, my heart rate and blood pressure would have not gone up and I wouldn't have had the burst of energy I needed to deal with the situation in a timely manner. This is further aided by cortisol, which triggered the release of glucose into my bloodstream and helped my reaction time increase with readily available energy. Without having a bodily reaction to stress in this situation, I wouldn't have been able to help my sister as effectively. I wouldn't have been nearly as fast or come up with quick solutions. This could have resulted in a much different outcome had my body's reaction to stress been different or non-functioning.
A big event that caused stress in my life was when I needed to get surgery on my shoulder. I had been experiencing shoulder issues for a very long time, and it was finally time to undergo the procedure to fix it. This decision to go forward with the surgery was a very stressful one because it meant I could not swim for my high school team or club team my last year as a senior. The decision I had to make crushed me because I've been an athlete my whole life, and now I would not be able to exercise for months. The recovery process is about 6 to 7 months, but I was told I'd be able to go back to school pretty quickly. I let all of my teachers know and planned to be back in a week at the most. However, I was not able to attend school again as soon as planned. I was in an immense amount of pain and took about 2 weeks to attend even one class. Once back on campus, I was still not able to make it through the whole day without needing to go home and take more pain medicine. This was extremely stressful because I could not swim and exercise, something I was so used to doing. In addition, I was taking two AP courses and was now failing one of them, AP Statistics, due to my absences. At this point, there was not much time left in the year to get my grade back up, while making up all the homework, quizzes, and tests that I had missed. I had to make the decision to drop out of the class, at risk of jeopardizing my enrollment at CU Boulder, which I had already committed to the previous month. This was extremely difficult, because I had finally finished with all of the college stress and was ready to relax. But now with my surgery, I was in a very difficult position. I was worried that if I stayed in the class and my GPA was dragged down significantly, that they would revoke my admission. But I was even more worried that if I dropped the class, they would see that I was slacking off and revoke my admission then as well. I was very stressed because I felt like no matter what decision I made, I would still not be able to attend Boulder in the fall. And on top of this, I could still not swim due to my surgery. All my life, whenever I was stressed, I would go to swim practice and come home feeling 10 times better than when I left. But now I had no outlet to relieve my stress and had to deal with all of it head on. I decided to call my admissions counselor and see how she felt and which decision she thought would be best. She was extremely helpful and told me that due to my surgery, I had a valid excuse to drop the class and that I would still be able to attend CU Boulder in the fall. This almost immediately relieved my stress because I no longer had to worry about passing a challenging class and my admission to Boulder was safe. The science behind it is pretty simple. When I found out that I had to get surgery, my heart dropped. My mind immediately started racing and a million thoughts ran through my head. My heart skyrocketed and all I could think about was how hard it would be to get through the next 6 to 7 months. When this happened, my endocrine system, which regulates hormones, went haywire. And a rush of stress hormones such as cortisol, adrenaline, and noradrenaline flooded my system. My whole body went numb, and I could not focus on anything because my mind was racing so fast. This was due to the rush of hormones. I was finally able to calm down after a few minutes, and the rush of hormones in my endocrine system started to become steady again. I was able to listen to the doctor and what he was telling me about the procedure. But due to the stress, I could not comprehend exactly what I'd be going through until about a week later. This was due to my amygdala, which deals with traumatic experiences and not being able to process the event because it was so stressful for me. One of the main strategies I use to manage stress is taking deep breaths and reminding myself how strong I am and that I will get through whatever this is, just like I had gotten through everything else. Without my endocrine system being able to regulate my hormones, after hearing such stressful news and making difficult decisions, I would have had a much harder time dealing with the stressful event. I'm glad I was able to react and process the event because over time I have been coping and gaining an understanding of exactly what I am going through, and I know that I will be okay in the long run.
One of my more recent experiences with stress involved balancing my requisites with the time limit looming. It was the beginning of my senior year of high school when I expected to have a fun and more relaxed approach to this year. Rather than my previous years, which were full of intensive studying and prioritizing school 100% of the time. Little did I know, by September, I would be fully immersed in college applications, studying for multiple standardized tests, and juggling extracurriculars. My mom hired a college counselor who basically told me all the things I needed to get done in a month's time. This included writing 8 supplementals, spending hours researching schools I was interested in, studying for the ACT and SAT subject tests, and taking countless practice tests, and as well as figuring out a major and what curriculum plan I wanted or was interested in the future. I remember the day I had my first meeting with her. I cried immediately after. I realize now that when I'm faced with stressful or highly demanding environments, I tend to cry. That's my first response. And that's when I figured out just how stressed and overwhelmed I felt at that moment. On top of that, I felt a pressure to make the most of my senior year experience. Hang out with friends, party, go out on adventures, and just like make the most of my time as a senior. Not to mention the multiple AP classes I was in and had to study for. And that is when I was faced with a predicament of balancing my academics and my social life. I had to figure out which things I needed to prioritize and mitigate my time for each thing. A typical day involved me going to school from the morning to the afternoon working for 4 hours after, and then going to tutoring for my standardized test practice, and then spending the rest of the night working on college applications. This went on for 2 months. Time was a stressor and something I had to learn to maximize. I did end up grinding through it all, and even though it took a toll on my body and mind, I truly proved to myself that I could handle such extreme demands. In the midst of this time, full of stress and anxiety, constantly aware of the pressing time constraint, my body was full of cortisol, adrenaline, noradrenaline, and noradrenaline due to a hyperactive sympathetic system. These chemicals triggered increased heart rate, heightened muscle tension, and alertness. As a result, I was constantly on edge, did not get much sleep, and tended to lash out when I got annoyed or impatient. However, due to an activated fight or flight response, I was constantly alert, motivated, and focused on the task at hand, which did allow me to grind out all the things I needed to do. But when we experience stress too often or for too long, or when the negative feelings overwhelm our ability to cope, then problems do arise. Continuous activation of the nervous system causes wear and tear on the body. These effects can range from degrading one's immune system to tension, headaches, and migraines. So the strategies that I use to manage stress included, well, in order to manage my overload of stress during this hectic time frame, sometimes I would take a break from life and just sit outside and listen to my surroundings. And this helped me put in a, this helped me put myself in a more open mind frame. And that really helped me find some perspective and realize how things that I was stressed about now are not life-altering factors. So, despite the negative effects, stress allowed me to have the mental pressure and motivation to multitask all my responsibilities, which I was overloaded with. If I did not have this fight-or-flight response, I probably would not have performed as well on my standardized tests or been able to manage everything in such a short amount of time.